It's the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR with housing information you can trust. Now here's the Inside Guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the Outside Guy, Ken Calverley.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys. You have us for the next 2 hours. You're going to stick around, right, pal?
I am. Just, you know what? Keep going. You're on a roll. It's one of those rare times you sound good.
Wow. Wow, you sound like my wife. No, that was look good.
Yeah.
That was a song that was look good.
Well, yeah, at least you hear that.
Yeah, when you're married as long as we've been married, eh?
You know what I hear? I hear you again.
I hear get away from me.
Actually, that's not true.
You're too close, she says.
You were a good boy last night. You took your wife.
You know what?
Dining and dancing.
I actually hurt my left arm by patting my right shoulder so much. You know, give myself a good pat on the back. You know,
we could do a little thing vis-a-vis Jim Harper and, you know, the Great Michigan Weekend, because you did something that people can do. Right?
We got to let them know, Jim and Steve and Cam about
yeah,
this.
Steve wasn't there.
He didn't have time for him today. I'm guessing he may be West Coast, maybe.
Michigan State University. Michigan State, I think yeah. He might be out there for that. Yeah. But Cam was there. Cam and Jim were on.
Yep. So last week my wife and I figured out we both had this Friday off. It doesn't happen, fortunately. Friday's kind of the only day we both have off where we can spend time together.
Okay.
So we said, okay, let's spend the day together. And then as soon as we say that, it's on me to figure out, you know, didn't even ask her what she wanted to do because she's going to say whatever you want to do. So it's on me. So I got on the internet. I'm looking around. I looked at the DSO. I looked at Meadowbrook. I looked at Pine Knob. I wasn't going to spend $1,000 for those Kid Rock tickets. Just wasn't going to do it. And I actually came to my head and I says, River Cruise. So I just punched in Detroit River Cruise. And the Detroit River Princess came up. And it is a cruise that happens four nights a week on the Detroit River, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I got to tell you, we had one of the best times. We had such a great – everything was going on downtown last night, right? So I surprised my wife. She had no idea where we were going. And we get downtown, and she's thinking the charity event. I'm going, honey, do we look like we're black? Do we look like we're black
tie
people?
Me without my tux.
I was not invited to that event, and that's okay, yes. And everyone's walking around, and we walk down the stairs, and she sees the boat, and she just gets so excited. And there was a DJ up top. So here we go in. We have a great dinner. And it was packed. There's a lot of people there. They had a guy. Once we ate, we went up to the top deck. My wife had a couple drinks. I don't drink. She had a great time. We left the dock. We cruised just before Lake St. Clair on the Detroit River. Then came back around and went under the Ambassador Bridge.
Went past Belle Isle.
Yep, we boarded around 6 o'clock. We were done by 9:30. It was a perfect night to do this. It was wonderful. I mean, if you haven't done and price, Chuck, I told you the price. It was less than $200. It was, I think, $180 for the two of us.
For the two of us.
Dinner. Dancing. Yeah. And DJ Invisible was the guy on the third deck. It was with the party deck. And it's funny because I said, you know, he had good music, but not stuff we were just listening to. And he said, just as I said, he goes, hey, on the way back, we're gonna make it happen. And boy, did he play some great dancing music on the way back. Good stuff that, like, when my kids grew up that we got into.
No, it had to be from the 70s if it was good.
No, it was actually from the 2000s, the 2000s and on. My wife was always a big hip-hop
person.
They
didn't make any good dancing music after the 70s.
Only because you don't know how to dance anything after the 70s. That's why.
You know, I just commented to my wife this week. We were watching some movie of recent vintage, which is hard to believe anyway, but people were dancing, and I said to her, you know what? Dancing really hasn't changed in 50-plus years.
No, it hasn't.
If you watch 30 people on the dance floor, they're all doing something different, and they're all doing stuff that has been done for the last 4 to 5 decades on the dance floor.
You're right.
It's just funny. I just made the observation. So.
Well, what's funny is there's only a few people dancing, and my wife and I were dancing the whole time. We just, like, I always tell her.
We grew up dancing.
I'll tell you, you never see these people again. Do what you want to do. Who cares? And I kind of just leaned back against the rail, and my wife danced, and I just kind of moved my hips. So it was really loud. Detroit River Princess, check it out online. It's just a great time for family and event. I really enjoyed myself, and I guarantee we'll be doing this on a regular basis now.
That's cool.
Perfect night for this. It's supposed to be a perfect
and
night.
And parking was easy, which parking I was shocked very, by.
Now, you can't, because of all the construction, you can't pull up right to the boat. You got to park about 5 minutes away, and we walked to her. It was nothing.
It was nice walking down
it
there.
It was. Very safe.
Yeah.
Extremely safe. Police presence everywhere down there. So I did not feel not safe.
That
time.
Is so cool. You know, I was listening to Cam and Jim on the way in, and they were at Gordon Chevrolet, and they were talking about veterans and the assist that we can give veterans.
Yes.
And you and I last weekend spent some time chatting about that.
We did. We did, yeah, with Kearns Brothers.
That was yeah, it. Big believers in that. I'm a big believer in the Wounded Warrior Project, taking care of those people that have given up, gosh, body parts, their intellect, God knows what else, the sacrifices those people have made. So
for people who don't know Chuck and I, we have passions, and our two passions are the military and the children. You know, we're blessed to have, between Chuck and I, we have 8 healthy children. But we understand there's a lot of children out there that aren't healthy, and we're going to do everything we can to help them.
We love those organizations. So blessed. So wanted to give a shout out to Jim and Cam. I thought they did a great job with that, and
absolutely
it's something
did.
Near and dear to you and I. Worth talking about. And I got to also, my father and his brother owned a potato chip company. True story. They started
from
scratch.
I've never heard this before.
Crunchy, crisp potato chips.
I thought he was a hardware store.
They bought a hardware after. But long story short, he and another brother did. He was always a chip fanatic, and I kind of grew up being the same way. I will open a bag and smell. I'll stick my nose in. Oh, I don't stick it in there, but it's like I want to see if they're fresh. I want to see if they smell great. Anyway, Jim Harper this morning is literally doing on air what I do all the time with a fresh bag of chips, and I had to mention it because it was a local – I can't remember the name of the company now, but it was pretty cool, and it reminded me of my ute.
Of your ute.
My ute.
Of your ute. It's been pretty dry. It's been really dry. But what's going to happen is we're going to get some big storms, and because all the earth, because it's so dry, moves away a little bit from people's foundation.
Shrinking.
Shrinkage, yeah. And you get a heavy downpour, and that water gets between the basement, the foundation, goes into the foundation, goes into the basement when you've never had it before. So be ready for it. Keep an eye on it. And if you see the moisture in your basement, if you smell the moisture in your basement, we have a great company. Just took care of a great friend of ours who was thrilled. Any basement, any foundation issues, call Foundation Solutions 360.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Hey, I want to let everybody know, because of technical issues, WJR cannot take any phone calls this weekend. Is that proper understanding?
That's a nice way of saying is they didn't pay the bill.
Steve!
No, I guess that there's no power at the Fisher, and we're broadcasting from a remote location.
Yeah.
And no phone calls this weekend, but they can text us.
Yeah.
guys@isosg.com.
So if you have questions and you don't want to talk on the radio, but you want your question addressed in real time in the next hour and a half, guys@isosg.com.
Which stands for guys@insideoutsideguys.com.
I'm confused.
I knew you'd be confused as soon as I said that.
You know, you and I, you mentioned earlier how precious our children are to us. And studies show that 65% of school-age kids don't drink enough fluids. Big surprise there.
Right.
Yeah. Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions put us onto this. And kids require more water, and they use it faster. They dehydrate faster than adults, which makes sense. They're
sure
active.
Sure.
So we want to make sure that people are aware of that. And I've said it many, many times. If you have good water in your house, I mean, there's a difference in taste. I grew up on a well, and it's funny. When I moved and was on city water, I was like, ew, I don't like this.
Right.
I never knew. We had good water. It had suspended minerals in it, you know, which are good for you as well. But long story short, Beauchamp in their reverse osmosis water treatment systems can give you good tasting water. I promise you. It is.
Oh, no doubt.
It is just unbelievable. If you've never realized water has flavor.
I know somebody that has the worst tasting water I've ever tasted. Coming straight out of their tap.
Does it stink or just taste bad?
Tastes terrible. I'm the kind of guy that when I every time I'm done, I wash my hands, wash my face, and I always take a mouthful of water,
a palmful,
violently swish it around and spit it out every time I wash my hands because it's good for your teeth. And I spit that out right away. And it did, and she just said, hey, look, we have bad water. We do bottled water. And I said, look, you got to get – I guarantee you if you call Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, they can get this water tasting. It's phenomenal for you. You got to give them a call. And, you know, that surprised me, Chuck, because the older I get, the more I can tell when I'm dehydrated. Because does children dehydrate quicker? Maybe we realize it as we get older because I know when I'm getting dehydrated now more than I ever did.
And I push liquids on myself.
Right, right.
I found a long time ago that I won't drink as much water as I need to, but I will drink good-tasting water. So I'll push juices on myself.
Then there's the issue as you get to be older men our age, how much do you drink? And then how much do you drink before you go to bed? That's a big issue. It really is. It's a big issue. You want to get a good night's sleep. You don't tell you what. I went down to the Ohio property last week, and I can't remember the last time. I worked out in the woods all day, so I sweated my tails off. Oh, I gotta show you a picture.
Tails. How many tails?
Show you a picture
of a deer.
No. But I went down there and I was surprised because I drove home. I drove 5 hours home and didn't stop once to go to the bathroom. That was a record.
Wow.
Absolute record. So you'll love this picture, people. I mean. They know I'm the outside guy, right? Look at that.
It is a picture of you're taking flowers to the deer.
Take a look closer, Chuck. What do you think that is?
Is that a mushroom?
That's a mushroom.
It looked like a bouquet of yellow flowers in his hand from a distance. That is a is it edible?
100% edible. Now, that is a mushroom. I was driving through Ortonville Recreation Area, which is not far from the house. I'm always taking my dog there to run. And I looked up in a tree. As I'm driving down the road, I looked up in a tree and I saw this mushroom 15 feet up in the V of tree. That is called chicken of the woods. That is an extremely edible, extremely delicious mushroom. I took that home. What is that, about the size of a basketball?
Oh, yeah.
I took that home. I cut it up and I froze it. And then I went to Ohio this weekend, and the property in Ohio is just loaded with mushrooms, and I found 5 different types of edible mushrooms, and I collected them all, and I went out looking for them. And if you just type in, people out there, Midwest edible mushrooms, you'll see the kind of mushrooms out in the field. Most people think morels are the only kind of mushrooms you can get here in Michigan, and that's in the springtime. Fall is the best time to search for different mushrooms. There's a mushroom out there, Chuck, that's very popular right now. It grows up in trees. It's called Lion's Mane. It's a white mushroom. Looks furry. It is unbelievably delicious. It tastes just like lobster. The texture, the taste, this chicken of the woods has been described as shrimp and lobster. People, take your kids out there. Look at these websites. You got our Facebook page, Michigan Wild Edibles.
I'd be afraid of getting something that was poisonous.
No, Michigan Identified Edibles. When I went and found the ones in Ohio, I sent the landowners this article. I went and picked these mushrooms and gave them to them, and they had no idea they had all these mushrooms on their property. And they're edible, and they're delicious. Should I post that picture in the Facebook page?
Especially the original one you showed me, because it does look like you're holding a bouquet of yellow flowers initially.
And look at this. Now, these are the ones I found in Ohio.
You got to zoom in on it.
Right there. Those are 4 or 5 different types of edible mushrooms I found in Ohio.
That is so cool.
And I instantly took these ones, which are golden trumpets, and I made a steak while I was there for lunch and had them with my lunch.
Ha!
Most people don't know. And you got golden oysters. A lot of real cool stuff in there.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I'll post that picture on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. And we're in a Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions
I like
shirt
that.
On the way. Hey, we want people to stick around. After this segment, Chuck and I got to sprint over to Rochester Hills and talk to Gary Muehling from Michigan Remodelers just for two segments. Then we're going to sprint back here to the office, the studio, right?
Yeah. Okay. The Grand Blanc. Grand Blanc studio.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now. So stick around for that in the next segment.
You were involved with an exposed aggregate pour this week?
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about that? I know we don't have a lot of time.
Talk some concrete. I honestly, Chuck, I have poured, you know, how Mike Kern says he's laid enough shingles. I got to say, if you put a sidewalk together, I probably poured enough concrete to circle the earth once. I poured a lot of concrete in my life. Haven't done it in months, but we did an exposed aggregate job this week. And it's a very interesting way of pouring concrete because you finish the concrete, it's a pea pebble, and then you spray an agent on it and you walk away for the night. You just walk away. The next day you come and you power wash it, this activation agent takes the cream off the top and exposes those pea pebbles. And it's a beautiful job. We reinforce the whole thing with steel. Job turned out great. I'll do some before and afters and let people know that.
Yeah, if you can post that. So what's your feeling of exposed aggregate in Michigan?
Oh, I tell everybody this. It is the weakest concrete you can get, period. But would I still do it on mine? Yes. Just because it's the weakest doesn't mean it's bad. It's just the weakest. We'll talk
about it. You love the looks of it. Yeah, we'll have to talk more about that.
We will. But stick around for Gary Muehling and Michigan Remodelers.
Yeah. Affordable windows do not have to be bad windows. We've got a company that will give you a lifetime labor and materials warranty on a window or door wall that they install. And I got to tell you, they are price competitive with anybody out there.
You're talking about our good friends at Window World. Good morning and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. And Chuck and I, you and I took a quick road trip.
We did. Unfortunately, I had to drive myself, so I got lost, you know, 7-8 times before I finally got there this week. But it was fun.
The older you get, the more that happens to you.
I know it. You're going to have to tie a string to me or something. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, our listeners are very familiar with the voice that they're going to hear next. We've been telling you that we're going to have Gary Muehling on from Michigan Remodelers to talk about all the stuff that Michigan Remodelers does. Gary, how are you, buddy?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me on today.
Good. I know we don't have enough time, so let's get right into it. Let's just have you tell people real quick about Michigan Remodelers and what you guys do.
Well, we have a design studio in downtown Rochester, and what we love to do is design beautiful interior and exterior residential remodeling projects. We can make your design for your new addition or remodel beautiful and stylish and functional by creating renderings that you can see, and with the Oculus, you can walk through in virtual reality.
The Oculus. Sounds like a movie.
I know it, and we'll have to talk about that. You mentioned the word design twice in your intro, Gary. How important is design, good design?
It's fundamental. We feel like the biggest mistake that homeowners make is starting a major renovation without a professional design, without a plan.
What's the advantage to a homeowner? Because let's be honest, there's a lot of time, effort, and energy that goes into sitting down and designing.
Absolutely right. A professional design incorporates a lot from an interior to an exterior. We pick selections, choose all the finishes, try to improve on our homeowner's vision. We take into consideration your current needs and your potential future needs, as well as future users of the space. We try to make designs that are stylish and trendy. We have sophisticated software. We've made a big investment into this, and we feel like if you allow us to design something for you, we'll make it better.
You know, homeowners, like that. Whether it's a small job or a big job, why wouldn't you take, I mean, if it's a small job, Chuck, you're building a chicken coop, you're going to take an hour and write that up and draw it up. But then if you're doing a major remodel, like an addition, you wouldn't do that.
No.
You have a design company do
but
that.
But let's digress, because you actually have a good idea here with that.
I do?
Yeah, and it just shocked the heck out of me, so I want to grab onto it while we still have it. The chicken coop. I would do sketches. I would do a material list and take off.
Property lines.
I would do costing based on my material list and my sketch. Now, yeah, it might only take me an hour or two for the chicken coop, but I'm still going to do it. And it's going to make it a predictable experience. Is that what you're trying to do with the whole design idea and concept?
We just dumbed it down.
Absolutely. And in Fenton, if you build a new chicken coop, the city might require you to have a rat wall.
I'm surprised they allow it.
They may not allow galvanized fencing around that chicken coop.
Don't even go there.
And that's something else, Gary. You've been in this business in Southeast Michigan your whole life. And you mentioned Fenton. And we can mention Ferndale or Ann Arbor. They're all different. When you go, you don't know what you're going to deal with till you get there as far as pulling permits and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But when you get the reputation, you do as much work as you do, you get to know those people a little bit better, don't you?
Certainly. Some of the electrical inspectors that we've dealt with in Pleasant Ridge, we've also dealt with in Royal Oak. And some of the building inspectors from Royal Oak, we've also dealt with in Troy. And once you do the job and you get it right and you are successful with the city, then they appreciate that you're upfront with them and that you start with the city beforehand as part of the plan.
They do.
We speak with inspectors that have completely different perspectives on things every day, sometimes even in the same building department. Yeah. And it's our job to represent our customer, to respect the code, and then try to build something that's going to last a long time.
I liked it.
You know, Chuck, back at, don't want to bring bad news, but when the housing crisis hit years ago, one of the main things everyone noticed is all the additions. Remember before that, in the early 2000s, additions were going up everywhere you look. People put up additions. Then when the housing crisis hit, they went away. And I think we really noticed when we came back is when we started seeing people putting up additions again, adding on to their homes. And you guys are doing a lot of that. Now, let's make sure you don't just do additions. You will go up, you will go out, and you will go down, correct?
100%. We'll go up, down, and over.
Okay, so you'll do basement remodels. You will go new dormers, whatever it takes.
Absolutely. We'll start with your vision and your wishes. We'll write down everything that you must have and what things you'd like to have, and then we'll consult with the city. We'll mark on site the potential boundaries for where we can build up to. We'll do calculations with you and go as far through the process as we can to create a very stunning space that's trendy and comfortable and welcoming for a long
time.
Gary,
for people that are already where they want to be geographically, are you doing any roof tear-offs and second-story additions or anything like that? Would you consider that?
As often as we can. We're probably doing one right now for a listener somewhere in the area. In southeastern Michigan, we're doing a lot of additions and building small and large garages, sheds, barn dominiums.
Getting into anything for old folks like me where you're putting elevators in those houses then when you convert them to
stair lifts?
Yeah, right.
We have several designs right now for projects that will be coming to fruition next year, which involve things like that. We are doing ADA-compliant bathrooms as well, a lot of that. So
once you jump through those hoops on several projects, you become somewhat of an expert because it's kind of a moving target, isn't it?
A lot of it is repetition, but we still are learning things every day. And what we've found that works really well is with a design package, we're able to work over the course of weeks or even months with a client, with a family. Sometimes this involves site visits to the tile shop and visits to flooring stores, carpet, and hardwood, all the way to paint and finishes and furniture.
Now, Gary, our listeners know you. You've been on with us many times over the years. And you keep talking about all the stuff you do, whether it's going to the store, going to the city, whatever. How do you find the time? Or do you have a great crew behind you to help you? And let's talk about that crew for a second.
Thank you so much. The best part of working with our company, MI Remodelers, is definitely our team. We've got a lot of talent in this building right here and experience doing all different elements of remodeling. And we work together on things. We're at this very table. every single morning, putting together the plan and organizing the plan and making sure that things are happening in the right order. If we don't know,
so critical. You know, we're going to have to take a break in a little bit, partner, but something that Gary said earlier that just struck me. Budget is a big concern for your clients, right, Gary? I mean, it is for all of us.
Of course. We've heard once or twice that we have to maintain a budget.
Once or twice. So when we come back, let's talk about how the planning and design and forethought allow you to create a budget that you can pretty much lock in unless there are changes.
Absolutely. We're going to save money and time with a professional design.
And Not only that, if someone doesn't feel like they have the funds right now, you guys have some great options for them.
Absolutely. People love to get the work done and just pay for it later.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back with this next segment with Michigan Remodelers. In the meantime, we're going to make this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.
Trying to find a painting company you can trust is not easy.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, having more fun than two guys deserve. Actually, probably three. Gary Mueling from Michigan Remodelers is with us for another segment. You love what you do. You've always got a smile on your face when you're talking about this kind of work.
It's good fun.
It is good fun, isn't it?
Most days.
We are blessed. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. We have hurdles that we have to overcome, and that's why we have to hire professionals, right?
Absolutely. Gary, I want a new addition. All right, give Michigan Remodelers a call. Walk us through the process, please.
So we'll start with, you know, just getting some background information on what you're looking to have done. From there, we set an appointment to meet with you in person. We'll try to listen to all of the things that you want and need with your remodel. And we'll try to interpret things that we might suggest. And ultimately, we want to design something that's beautiful and timeless, that's functional, that will, you know, be a blessing for decades to come.
There's nuance. We were looking at a project that you're looking to do while we were on break here. There's nuance people don't understand. The post-frame addition that you're looking to do for these people and the additional posts and load-bearing distribution and the material that you have to use because of where it's located. Do you want to talk to that a little bit? Because that makes the design critical.
I would love to. A designer with software could create visualization, but without a project engineer, someone they'd be lacking all the needed components. And so I'm one of the project engineers here, and I personally speak with the city, propose options, talk through code requirements, talk through all the mechanical changes that happen along the way for a major renovation. And a perfect example is electrical service. A lot of homes have an outdated electrical panel, and folks will look to have a remodel done. And it's our responsibility to mention that if you were to remodel your electrical and upgrade it, then we'll have the accommodations we need for this project, as well as space in your box and currents available for your future projects.
People don't realize we're actually using more electricity in our homes today than we did years ago when they think, well, wait, it's all solid state now. That shouldn't be the case, but it's just the opposite. We need more.
A lot of homes don't have the current code required electrical capacity, and it could be a hazard. And so we respect all laws. We conform to all standards.
And that's your responsibility. You wouldn't be doing your job if you didn't let the homeowners know that up front.
Of course. But by starting with that and making a plan, then we're able to execute a successful install and make sure that we've, you know, taken into consideration all those important things that matter.
Okay. So how does doing all this, I'm sorry, Ken, all this pre-planning allow you to lock in a budget on something that's so unique? It's only, you're not going to do any of these projects twice. You're going to do them once for the house that they were designed for, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you manage budget, and how do you satisfy the buyer's need to know know that they have a budget ahead of time?
It takes time and dedication. So we have a team of professionals that work through the different elements of a design. So someone has to render drawings, but that can't happen without measurements and details. There's, you know, again, interpretation with the city and with code. And then there are a lot of calls, texts, emails, and visits. Sometimes it'll be at our customer's home, sometimes here at our design studio. Many times it'll be at different supply houses. When we were talking about the cladding for the ceiling of this porch here, this beautiful proposed new porch, we went to a couple different lumber yards. We looked at cedar, we looked at shiplap, we looked at V-groove, we even looked at pine. And so we let the customer actually feel the texture and take a piece with them and reflect on it over the course of a few days and decide that they want a 10-inch shiplap profile or a 6-inch V-groove profile.
Cool stuff. Very cool stuff. 125 Walnut Boulevard in Rochester. If someone doesn't want to come out, homeowners, some people just don't like having salespeople out, especially at the beginning of the process. We recommend they do come here because you can sit them at this table we're sitting down right now and show them everything. As Gary's talking, we're looking at all these slides of projects past and coming up. It's very impressive. Once we decide, okay, we're going to do this, we got the design, we're going to build the addition, how long we talk from start to finish?
Well, right now we're scheduling for 2023, and it depends on the scope of the project, of course. Everything starts with the foundation when it comes to building that addition. So as often as possible, we'd like to get the concrete foundation work started before the weather changes, which may or may not happen in the month of November or December. Who knows? If we happen to have the foundation all in before weather breaks, then we can stage materials on site as it makes sense, and when weather allows, we're ready. And some Decembers, we've had great weather. We've been out working in t-shirts, making tons of progress a month ahead of schedule. And sometimes it kind of goes different. And when weather turns out to be bad, you have no choice but to, you know, stop and regroup.
Yeah, I was thinking of the fact with the additions you're doing, roof, you know, tear outs, those kinds of things. You can't do those with the risk of rain this afternoon, can you?
No, we don't take any risks with stuff like that. And sometimes we want to, you know, get a lot of progress done and hurry up. And sometimes we got to slow down and regroup. So it's not unusual for a project like this that's on the screen here to take several months to plan, several months in just waiting for materials to arrive in that are special order and things, and then a few months for the actual installation. We may have a 6-month or a 1-year relationship with a major renovations customer.
And the key is communication at that point. Through a project like that, you want to communicate with that homeowner with any issues or any foreseen problems.
Absolutely. And with a design, we have the best opportunity to do just that. If we were to meet you and your bride a few times about your kitchen expansion, we would understand from both of you what you must have and what you'd like to have. And then we can listen and interpret and follow up. And we'll pick out tiles together. Sometimes one spouse will pick a travertine tile that's $20 a square foot, and sometimes someone will pick a porcelain tile that's $7 a square foot. And so we can lovingly guide you along the way. We'll meet you at the tile shop and at other supply houses and assist you in understanding how the different price points affect the
So you double as a marriage counselor during the process.
I love the way you said that, because it's absolutely true. It needs to be done the way you're saying.
I've been a financial advisor, and I've been a marriage counselor this week.
Gary, last year, you ran up. We had an email, I believe somewhere up in the Gaylord area, and you ran up, and you gave these people an estimate. And I look on your website, and I see Oakland, Genesee, Monroe, Washtenaw, Tuscola. I mean, basically, if they can hear us here in the lower half of Michigan and sometimes the upper half, you want that phone call. You want to help.
Yeah, we love to help people. We've been on the radio a while with you guys, and we love the wonderful listeners. And so, yeah, our reason for being here in business is to do a good quality job for people, to try to share, you know, truthful information about things that are difficult and complicated and confusing and not clear. And so we're working with a bathroom remodel right now where a customer wants to act as their own general contractor. They've done the demo. They've roughed in their plumbing. They have not gotten any permits, and we're stepping in to assist. And so this is not ideal, but we're helping them through the process of getting the right permits, and they've already, you know, hired people and done some work that may or may not be proper. We need to know immediately.
Sure. 888-544-7366 get you Michigan Remodelers. As always, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Thank you so much, Gary, for coming on with us today.
Thanks for coming to the studio, guys.
Thank you. This next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome to the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR. From the roof to the basement, from the street to the back fence, they've got you covered. Here are Chuck Bridenstine and Ken Calverley.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind everybody the phones are not working. The Golden Tower of the Fisher is powered down for some rework today. But we can take texts, guys at isosg.com. Guys at isosg.com. And, of course, we're going to be bringing you all the good information we normally would anyway. We just won't have your live participation, right?
You got it. You got it. Hey, I'm going to put that post out right now. I was talking about earlier. Sorry, I've been busy about the mushrooms.
Those were intriguing, to say the least. You know, Gary Mueling, people came to know him working with Pro Home Improvement for a number of years. And Pro is a bit of a specialty company. We know that. They want to do your exterior of your home. If you got the house uglies, Pro wants to do that work. Gary wanted to be further challenged to do creative things inside and outside of houses, which is why he left that company. He and Tim still have a great relationship. But it was interesting to be able to see how well Gary has done in, 2 years maybe?
Yes.
At the most?
Yep.
That he's been out on his own. And he has taken on some projects that a lot of people won't even take on because they require specialty knowledge and trades that,
yes, you're right,
some people don't want to mess with. So it was a lot of fun being over there. It was a lot of fun seeing him and his staff interact in their new office. I predict he won't be there more than 2 years before he moves to a bigger,
he moves to a bigger office.
It was a really cool old house, duplex that they converted into a commercial office space. But I just have this feeling that they're going to keep going onward and upward.
Oh, I agree with you.
His bride works with him. We didn't get a chance to talk to her in those segments.
Yes.
And just all the staff people there, just extremely into it. I don't know if you were there, but he mentioned with the Oculus that they can do real-time modifications. So literally you can be sitting there with the Oculus on viewing what they have sketched for you for your new remodel.
Oculus is a contraption you put over your head. It's like a 3D rendering.
Yeah. Virtual reality.
There you go.
VR. Everybody's seen on TV people wearing these things. And he's got a laptop, a highly specialized laptop, sitting in this room where you put on the headset. And he told me how much it costs. I was shocked. But long story short, he can make real-life, real-time changes while you're sitting there. So if you were looking at your new addition and it shows a siding that doesn't do it for you, and you say, Gary, can you put a fish scale cedar up there? He can do it immediately in real time while you're wearing the Oculus.
Yeah.
It's a cool capability, and I got to believe we're going to see more and more of that in the next several years.
There are just so many cool technologies coming out when it comes to the building industry. I mean, across the board, from stuff homeowners can see to what I was showing you earlier with the apps that the salespeople use, or the company actually uses apps now that are absolutely amazing.
Is there anybody that doesn't use?
No.
that we know of?
No, and I keep telling people, I'm old school. I'm used to a carbonless piece of paper. That's how I wrote my quotes for many, many years.
I used to use typewriters when I first got in the industry.
Me too.
With carbon paper.
Me too.
And I've never been a good typist.
I wasn't either. My wife did it, and we were so poor. How poor were you? Well, three kids in a mobile home. That's how poor we were. Didn't have an R. The R didn't come through. So she would type in, then she'd take them. She was great. Her black pen and make it look just like an R that was taped. I was typed. I was so impressed. That was many, many years ago.
I do believe those are good memories. I'm glad that we had to struggle a little bit as we came up through the industry.
Yes, I
guess
agree.
It gave us perspective, right?
Yes, yes, we did. Yes, we did. Chuck, we get a lot of emails for leaks around the home. And when someone sends us an email, Chuck and I do our best to get to it as soon as we can. So many times, guys, we're just back. We're behind a couple days, so it might take us a couple days to email you, but we will always get back to you. But we get a lot of emails about leaks, and those leaks can be under the sink. They can be in the bathroom. They can be in the basement. They can be in the attic. They can be in the ceiling.
How many do we get from people that have had three or four trades come in to do repairs, and the email we're getting says, I still have that leak? They never actually found out where the water was coming from before they brought in people to fix it.
And this goes back
That's pretty common.
It is common, because if all you have in your toolbox is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So they come in and they do what they do best, and that doesn't repair the leak. So the reason I'm saying this is we have a company that we have had, and it's a newer technology, that we have had such great luck with our listeners referring them. Now, here's the caveat to it. It's an extra cost to find the issue. However, what Chuck just mentioned, how would you like to have three different tradespeople come in and pay them and then figure out they still didn't fix a leak?
Oh, exactly.
So
I can't imagine the frustration of the homeowner in that situation.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Chuck, we used to do chimneys years ago with the company I used to have. We would put on there, we are not responsible for chimney leak. And people are like, what do you mean? We're rebuilding the chimney. Well, I don't want to own that. We'll talk about more of this when we get back
from
break.
It's a great topic.
And speaking about leaking, how about, let's make sure you got the 1, 2, 3, 4. Make sure we have the same company. Leaks, air leaks, water leaks can all let pests in your home. If you've got a seam in your basement floor that water's getting through, guaranteed little critters are getting through. And you want to make sure you don't have any of those little critters living inside your house as the cold weather hits. Call who the guys call, who the guys trust. ROVE, Rove Pest Control.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Guys at ISOSG.com will get you us today. The phone lines are down. We can't use the phones. So guys at ISOSG.com. Before we went to break, Ken, we were talking about finding a leak before you hire people to repair the leak, and you mentioned infrared.
Yeah. I mean, this is a problem that a lot of people have in a lot of different areas, and people think, okay, it's leaking right there. Let's fix that area right there.
Can't you just spray it with water and find the leak?
Spray with rubber or something like that.
We see people spraying with hoses and can't find it. And I said, well, no. I mean, you're trying to duplicate nature and, add a 30-mile-an-hour wind, make it come from the cloud up above. You might discover it. But
now, just before we went to break, I'd mentioned whenever we would do chimneys, we'd have in our paperwork that we do not guarantee leaks. We don't warranty leaks. Why? People say, why is that in there? It's not going to leak, is it? Well, no, man, but here's the problem. People have a leak, and they say, it's a chimney. And then I come and I repair your chimney, and I found this out by this happening to me, okay? I'm not smart enough to look at it beforehand. There. So I go and I fix a chimney. Chimney looks great. Homeowner loves it. A couple weeks later, I get a call. My chimney's still leaking. At that point, because I did not have that line item in my contract, I own that leak. And that just flat out stinks. as a contractor.
As long as they think they can prove that it's the chimney that's leaking. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I put that in there, because when a leak happens, especially in a roof, it can manifest itself literally 30 feet away from where it's actually leaking, where the water's coming into the roof. So people are going to say, it's my chimney, when actually, no, it may be your waste vent that's leaking, that's dripping down a roof truss 20 feet away and then coming through your wall on that part.
I'll tell you, we used to do a lot of work for General Motors Relocation Services. White collar people were transferring throughout the world all the time, so they'd need a house for 6 months and then they'd leave the house, and we'd go in and winterize the house and fix the house up and then, you know, whatever. And I remember we had a tri-level that they owned that they had a leak on, and we put a new roof on that house. I'm trying to think what else we did, but long story short, it was 6 months and they still had it, and it was an episodic thing. You couldn't, it wouldn't leak every time it rained. Just certain rains,
hard out of the west, a wind where it's almost going sideways.
Yeah, whatever, exactly.
Chuck, dozens of times in my career, I've heard that story.
Oh,
dozens of times,
absolutely.
And it could be coming through a window flashing. It could be coming through a basement window somehow. So many places. So when it comes to a leak, what we've done is we found a great company called Advanced Infrared, and they come out. Lori and her husband come out, and you'll tell them the leak should be over in that way. And they grab a hose, and they hold that hose all over that area. And with this infrared camera, cold shows up as blue, heat shows up as red. So if it's an 80-degree day outside, they're not going to have any problem. Everything's going to be red, and when they see the leak, it'll be blue. And they'll say, that's where your leak is. And they'll give you a written report with pictures to tell you that that's where that leak is. And it's a great technology for our industry.
I agree. You can't fix a leak until you just know what caused the leak. And this allows you to find what caused the leak.
Absolutely. So I keep wanting to put out our phone number, but I just can't do
it. I know it. Isn't that crazy? I do too. You resist the urge. We also had dipped our toe in the water with regard to exposed aggregate concrete, because you guys did a pour this past week. And just wanted to chat a little about it. First of all, I think it's beautiful when it's done well.
Yeah.
But it is Michigan.
It is Michigan. So everyone knows regular concrete in Michigan, great product. Everyone knows decorative concrete in Michigan, stamped concrete in Michigan, colored concrete in Michigan, great product. Exposed aggregate isn't new, but people will ask me in my past, you know, what I don't like about a certain kind of concrete, what I do love about a certain kind of concrete. Exposed aggregate is beautiful, but what I find with exposed over time is some of the pebbles may start falling off the edges over time. Because if a regular concrete driveway is poured, you want a 21AA rigid stone in there. So stones that are all different sizes so they lock together. With a pea pebble, whether it's a small pea pebble or a larger 21AA, which they still use, those are all rounded stone. So nothing locks together. Nothing crosses over each other.
Doesn't bind as well when the mix sets up.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you can reinforce both of them with steel, and you should seal everything when you're done, which helps it all out. But it's still the weakest form of concrete. That being said, Chuck, if I wanted exposed aggregate on my patio, I would put exposed aggregate on my patio.
Yeah, and I would too. It's funny because you talked about power washing the next day, and you are power washing literally that cement layer that's supposed to seal concrete against the weather and the elements.
That layer we're washing off.
Most expensive part of the concrete.
Exactly. That's where the most PSI should be, is right on the very top of the concrete. So I also want to give people another reference out there. We need to have the president of the Concrete Association of Michigan come on. I got him right here on my phone. I'll look him up. We'll get him on soon. But that's a great resource for homeowners out there now. The Michigan Concrete Institute, they do a lot of training, a lot of certifications for union companies, road companies, non-union companies, decorative concrete, regular flat work. They certify. And I got to tell you, if you get a residential concrete company that has certifications from the Michigan Concrete Association, that's a good company. That's a company who cares because they're sending their residential people to learn this kind of stuff.
And that's been a piece of the industry that has been late buying into formal training. Is
yes.
that a fair way to say it?
It's a great way to say
Masonry
it.
Masonry and concrete, not to slander them, but the siding people bought into that certification stuff early. The roofing people did. Window people really did when lawsuits started to happen 30 years ago with
right.
bad windows. And for a concrete company to have certified installers is really a great sign. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, no, it's a good sign. However, that company, that industry organization, they have a website that has a homeowner's resource on it. And I really strongly recommend people go to miconcrete.org. And this is the Michigan Concrete Association's website. And if you scroll down a little bit, there is a resource for homeowners on there. And it is a great, great resource. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're just trying to give people more information.
Hey, you want another great resource? I'm sorry.
Nope.
But if you're looking to have any kind of high-end turnkey remodeling done to your house, especially if it's a bathroom or kitchen redo, then you want a company that places huge emphasis on design and planning and budgeting, just like we talked about earlier. And, of course, the company we're talking about is Kopke Remodeling and Design.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us for this 2 hours from 10 to noon. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be back here again. And I think we've been told already that the phones will not be up and operable tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
So, again, guys at isosg.com.
This is kind of like the old station. When you get any calls, this is
people couldn't afford phones. Let me ask you a trivia question.
Uh-oh. Just let people know he did not give me the answer beforehand. So this is a true trivia question. Way to put me on a spot, partner.
We sit, in separate rooms so we don't have to interact with each other. What is the largest, by volume, irrigated crop in the United States of America?
Oh, in the United States of America.
I know what my first guess was.
Boy, oh boy. We don't grow a lot of rice here in America, I know that.
No, you keep buying that foreign stuff.
Hey, it's better. We literally buy 50-gallon pounds of rice. That's how much rice we eat.
50-gallon
pounds? Bags, 25-gallon bags of rice. That's how much rice we eat. But I have no idea. I'm going to say corn.
I was thinking corn, and I was thinking soybean.
That makes sense. Okay.
And they were both wrong.
Okay. What is it?
Grass.
All right, now hold on.
I know you think the word crop, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Isn't a crop something that you eat?
Not necessarily.
Well, tell me one that isn't.
Cows eat it. You could eat your grass.
It's funny because my daughter, she's a vegan. And every time I mow the lawn, I go, how's that smell? Does it make you hungry, honey?
Now, is she vegan? Will she not eat fish?
Oh, no. She's not I call her dirty vegan.
Dirty vegan. You dirty
vegan. Because she will eat. Honestly, for her, it's not a vegan thing. It's just that she doesn't like the texture of meat.
Yeah, both of my girls are kind of in that genre, but they'll both eat almost any fish.
She'll eat some fish.
And if you put a good steak in front of the middle child, she will eat it unapologetically. Yep. So
no, I couldn't. I could not.
But day in and day out, they tend to be. Yeah.
It's healthier eating.
Yeah.
It's got to be healthier eating.
And they're certainly gonna outlive dad, which thrills them.
And I it's like when I grill a steak, or when my neighbor's grilling a steak, I smell it. It makes me hungry. So I figure when I cut grass, it makes her hungry. But
no, I respect that. I think that's valid.
Okay.
So largest irrigated crop in the U.S. Some states, you heard it here first, are moving toward outlawing planting a grass lawn. Big surprise here.
California.
California is paying firms to remove grass areas and replace it with xeriscaping, which we talked about years ago.
Dirt.
You and I, has to be a decade or more ago on the radio, we're talking about xeriscaping. And the philosophy of xeriscaping is this. You only plant native plants, and you plant, if anything requires a little more water, you put that right under the eaves next to the house, and as you go out away from the house, you plant things that need less and less water. Theoretically, xeriscaping would require no additional water.
I gotcha.
Other than what Mother Nature's going to provide.
Right, right, right. Well,
you know how I feel about this whole water, green, global warming.
Wait, listen. I hear crickets. The Colorado River crying. I hear it crying.
That's a good. Hey, it can't cry. There's no more water left.
There's no water left. It can't shed tears.
It's dehydrated.
I mean, you and I, again, we talked about this years and years ago on the show. But if you actually look at a map where the Colorado River currently, supposedly, historically, exhausts into the ocean, there's almost no water left.
Think of the exact same example that Steve Dickinson uses when it comes to the aerosol product. He says, let's look at a hose. You got a 100-foot hose. You got great volume coming out of the end of it. Poke a bunch of holes as you're walking around that hole and see how much volume comes out of the end of it. That is the Colorado River.
You deplete it to the point where nothing ever comes out of the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, it is a real issue for those people.
Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
You told me about Lake Mead that you saw some recent photographs.
Oh, it's worse
than it's been.
It's amazing. I mean, at one point it looked like Lake Mead Sea, and it's just getting lower and lower. But here's the thing, Chuck.
Yeah, we were out there decades ago, and it was a sea.
There is a freshwater sea in Russia that, for the same reason, has dried up. That is now a desert because
the Ural Sea.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, there are the husks of old tankers.
That was fresh water, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Okay.
That used to transport commodities on that body of water. And it was a huge contiguous body. If you look at maps now of it, you'll see little what look like ponds. I mean, they're individual lakes now where the water has been depleted. Right. We used to talk about those in our green building classes, you know, when we were doing green build certification for the builders.
Yep.
Because in some parts of the country and the world, of course, it is a very real issue. And quite honestly, if your family has not got enough water to bathe in or cook with or consume to stay healthy, are you going to water your grass?
Right.
Probably not.
Well, if you do, you'll get a ticket.
Well, and you and I have talked. I can't speak for you 100%. I don't water my lawn.
I did this year.
Did you really?
I did this.
During the drought?
Listen, exactly. I've got a very small front part of my lawn. It actually is shaped almost like a V with a square on top. I don't have a big front part of my lawn, but it got really dry this year. And honestly, a couple of waterings at dusk brought it right back.
Oh.
Right back.
And I don't. And I have a lot of trees, as you know, and I get a ton of shade. So any one part of my lawn, with a small exception where the kids used to play football and baseball, is in shade for about half a day.
Right, right, right. And I told people this. My lawn will never look really good until I'm fully retired, when I have the time to put into it until I'm fully retired. So we're going into wintertime, yes. What are some of the things people can do to their lawn going into wintertime that can make it be more healthier next spring?
You and I, 2 or 3 weeks ago, our article kind of addressed this, and it was summer care of your lawn, so maybe it was 4 weeks ago. But we did kind of project ahead. One of the things you can do is to wait with your herbicides until the end of the year. They say the herbicides tend to be far more effective if they're placed late fall, which I find to be fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, actually, they want you to do a pre-emergent late fall.
You know, I did. I was telling you off air that I kind of did that last year. This time, my backyard wasn't grass; it was Creeping Charlie.
I always tell people that was your nickname in college.
Creepy. That was
creepy. Oh, Creepy Charlie.
Creepy Charlie. Yeah, I'm talking about the plant Creeping.
Oh, gotcha, buddy. Gotcha.
Yeah, those colleges I got kicked out of, or never mind, they misjudged me. But I really thought that I was beyond hope. And I did that last late application of an herbicide.
Yep.
And I was just telling you off air, I was mowing 2 days ago and realized I have very little Creeping Charlie in my backyard.
Well, then you know what I'm doing? I'm putting a pre-emergence on this fall because Creepin' Charlie is starting to take over my house. So I want to get that down.
Yeah. It's crazy once it takes root.
Do you remember those raspberry trees I told you, those raspberry bushes I planted a couple years ago I told you about? Man, they are producing some beautiful fruit right now.
I wouldn't know.
Well, come on. There's raspberries. Go pick some yourself. You don't need me to bring your raspberries. My goodness. My goodness.
Who was the lead singer of the raspberries?
I don't even know there was a group called the Raspberries. That's way before my time.
Eric Carmen. Huh?
Okay.
Look it up. He did some good stuff. Sorry.
You forget sometimes.
Squirrel.
You're a decade and a half older than me. Yeah, you're right. Squirrel. Right. Get a little distracted. So some pre-emergence right now is a good thing. And what about something?
Probably not yet.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
probably
you're
another
right.
month.
Another month, month and a half.
6 weeks. Right. Let's continue this discussion after we get done here.
Let's keep talking about grass, man. When we get back from break.
Grass, man. You know, you and I are blessed to have some really good companies to correct foundation issues. And we've got one that said, you know what, we're going to be a turnkey basement company. We're going to come in, make sure your water problems are fixed, guaranteed for life, and then we'll design and finish a space down there for you. That's a cool company.
For all things basement, you want to contact Basements Plus.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Yeah, baby. A couple dads here having a great time on this Saturday morning. Okay, but I got a joke for you. Ready? You'll appreciate this because of the way you grew up.
You're on radio.
And you, I know. And this is you. Okay, this is where you grew up. What's the difference between a dad joke and a mom joke?
Dad jokes are funny.
Mom wasn't kidding. I knew you'd appreciate that. Chuck, you.
That is so true.
You always tell me the story of mom was disciplinarian in your house. Dad had a great sense of humor, but don't cross mom, right? And if anyone's ever seen Chuck's mom, she's all of 5 foot nothing.
You could pick her up and throw her across the room with one hand. Even I could.
I don't think you could. I think she could take you still.
That might be
still
true.
I don't think you could.
I wouldn't challenge
but
her.
She was a disciplinarian in your house, and that's awesome.
Mom would hit you because she knew you had done something that she had yet to discover. True story.
It's like, what's that for? I don't know, but not
I always tell her I was supposed to be 6'4", but she beat out those last 3 inches or 4 inches of me.
Oh, that's funny.
You and
that's
I were funny. Talking about what people should do to prep their lawn going into fall. And, of course, one of them was to don't do it yet, you know, wait another 6-8 weeks and put a good herbicide pre-emergent on the grass.
Yep.
I'm a big believer in frequent cuttings where you cut a little bit of grass. And you know where I took my lesson from over the years was the golf courses.
Right.
They mow every day, every other day.
Good point.
And they just take a little bit off. Now, yeah, do they fertilize? Yeah. Do they water? Yeah. But still, they have beautiful grass.
They do.
They really have beautiful grass.
I've golfed at 4 or 5 different courses this year, and they all have been nice. So many of the greens are looking so nice. I'm not seeing the molds fairways. I used to look anymore. The fairways, yeah.
Beautiful fairways.
They have been beautiful. Now, one thing that they always do, as a matter of fact, I golfed a course just recently, Hadley Hills in Hadley, Michigan. And a few weeks beforehand, I was golfing, and I made the comment how nice the greens were. So my boys and my son-in-law, so my three boys, we went off golfing, and they just aerated the back greens. And if anyone's ever tried to putt on a recently aerated green, it's not easy at all. However, they need to do it. That's what makes them look good. So you need to do that for your lawn.
The plugs. Where they took the plugs actually come out.
Yes. And I got to tell you, it's a very easy DIY for a homeowner. With the caveat of knowing where your cable lines come into the house. That's because those are not buried very deep at all. I've hit them. Chuck's hit them. We don't want you to hit them. Because I can tell you, Chuck, if I do it on a Saturday and I got no cable till Monday, I'm not good. I got no internet till Monday. My wife, she's a good hotel room if you can watch your TV. I'm not good.
Don't care about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But that's so funny. So with the aerators, what they're actually doing is removing plugs from the soil. And it helps if you have a lawn tractor of some kind that you can pull a piece of rental equipment behind. But they have motorized self-propelled units as well.
They do.
And the idea is to loosen up the soil. It's good for the worms. It's good for the roots of the grass. Those plugs will disintegrate as they get rained on and work their way back into the soil. So late fall, that's a good thing to do. I agree.
It really is. It really is. Now, going into the winter, a lot of people, this is a time of year where we all have stopped mowing so much. Fair? I'm not mowing like I was a month ago at all.
I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, my grass hasn't grown.
8 weeks ago.
Hasn't grown much at all. But going into the wintertime, it is very important that you have your grass at a, I want to say short, but at a normal level. If you have your grass, I've heard people say, I want my grass to grow because it'll protect it during the wintertime. No, it won't. It'll help you get mold on your grass during the wintertime, and it'll protect those furry little creatures in your lawn during the wintertime. So make sure you mow it. I tell you, I remember a couple years ago, Chuck, it was like December 2nd I did my last mowing.
Oh,
because grass will grow year-round. Your grass is going to grow 12 months a year.
Yeah,
if the sun hits it and there's moisture, it's going to grow. Obviously, more in the summertime. But going into the wintertime, make sure you get that grass down low. Make sure around your house, around your sheds, your dog houses, whatever you have out there, that you get it down as much as possible.
I agree with you 1,000%. It's just, it's healthier, it's better for it. I've made a habit over the decades in the spring of looking for places where mice nested in grass.
Yes.
Even in golf courses.
Yep, I agree with you.
You know, you'll notice those tunnel, and I mean, it's amazing how big some of those are, so that's critical.
A couple years ago, Mike Pierce sent us a picture looking down on his lawn. And it was February, January, but there was no snow on the ground, of dead trails, little trails. And that was from mice burrowing into his grass, and it killed all the grass in those areas. That's why this is so important. Now, this is if you're that person that you care that much about your lawn, because some people just don't.
Yeah, I guess my philosophy is if you're going to have a yard, at least take a modicum of care. You and I admit that our lawns are to be used.
Yeah.
So we've never been one to kick the neighborhood kids off it or, you know.
Well, here's the problem I've had. My German Shepherd has a bad leg. And we can't let her out the back anymore because it's going downstairs. So I got to let her out the front. And now we have this little patch. Now, I tried to tell her to go away a little bit, but now we have this little area right at the front with a bunch of spots of dead grass around. And what's going to happen is next year those spots will be more greener than anything else will be.
Xeriscape them. Tear out the grass and plant stones.
That's not going to happen at all. I want to remind people during the week, if you need anything when it comes to your house, and I mean anything when it comes to your house, whether you're building a new house, a new mansion, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you, or you're building a doghouse, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you. If you need some advice, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on Ask a Question. We will answer that every time. If you need something for your house, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on Find a Professional, and we have 40, 50, 60 housing professionals at theinsideoutsideguys.com for you to choose from, no matter what the trade is.
And a bunch of them that aren't even on the
There site. You go. And if you don't see them on there, Chuck and I always say, we have almost 85 years of combined housing experience. That's from mid-Michigan down, people. So think about all the contractors, all the housing professionals that Chuck and I know from all these years. So if you don't see it at theinsideoutsideguys.com, send us an email and say, I need this, and we'll get it for you.
And we were lucky enough, talking about those people, to find a company that literally dedicated a separate crew to doing roof repairs.
Yes.
And it was one of those we went, nah, you don't really do that. But they do, and they're good at it, and they have a pricing guide that they'll show you.
Yeah, Kanga. Oh, we love that.
Yeah.
We love that. Yeah, that's great. Because people, we've often said, people don't want to call someone to their house. And when they do, you know, you don't want someone going, all right, what's it got in the driveway? Is it a Mercedes or is it
need a new roof.
When someone like Kanga comes up to you, and it doesn't matter what you have in driveway because their prices are in a book that they can show you for a repair. Kanga Roof is a great resource, whether it's residential or commercial, for roof repair. And of course,
they truly are, and we strongly encourage people, if you're going to get a roof repaired, done, get it done by a company that literally has dedicated specialized crews to that.
And that's the InsideOutsideGuys.com, Southeast Michigan's longest continually running home improvement show. We're here today. We're here tomorrow. We're going to be here for a long time. If you need anything, and we mean anything for your house, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com or the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.
Why would you say that?
Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the dynamic duel, the Inside Outside Guys, are here for you today and every day.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.